This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we are standing here at the mountain of light or Jabal Nur. This is where Ghar Hira or the cave of Hira is located on the top, very far from here. It takes about 2 hours to ascend this mountain. Actually, I'm not sure if you can, if I zoom in all the way. I don't know if I can zoom further and further. Further, you can see that there are actually people, not sure if you can see here, but there are actually people climbing, going up there. I hope you can see there are little black dots going there. They are going to the top of the cave, of the mountain, to see the actual cave of Hira, where Jibreel alayhi salam descended upon the Prophet Muhammad with the revelation, with Iqra, with the Quran. And this was the beginning. Now, some people, they go up there and they perform salah, they do certain activities that perhaps is not considered to be part of our deen. So be careful when you visit this place. This is just a reminder, but not really for any ritualistic behavior. What we get from this is that the revelation, when the Prophet ﷺ received it, he went down and he conveyed it. And then after that, subhanAllah, it was all about action, not about contemplation anymore, not about just sitting in the cave and wondering where Allah is and what are the obligations are. Because after this, the revelation came down to guide the Muslims to do certain activities to earn Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah. That's our ultimate goal in life. Also, one of the things that we learn is that Khadija radiallahu anha wa ardaha, even though at that time she didn't understand why the Prophet ﷺ was in the cave, she used to support him because she trusted him. He was known as As-Sadiq al-Amin. Even though she didn't understand why he would leave home for days just to be in such a lonely place like this, yet she used to provide him with all necessities during his seclusion. And when he received the revelation, the first one he ran to was Khadija radiallahu anha. So husbands and wives out there, support each other, trust each other, and let this story be a guide for you, inshallah ta'ala, to flourish and to succeed in this dunya and to be together, inshallah ta'ala, in the hereafter. May Allah protect us all, and may the peace and blessings of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum.